The Nutcracker.
It was Christmas time. Murray was very happy. Mr. Drosselmeyer, Marie's godfather, came to her house. He gave her a gift. It was a Nutcracker doll. The doll was very ugly. It had a big mouth. The mouth cracked nuts.
"Why is he so ugly, Mr. Drosselmeyer?"
asked Marie.
"I will tell you," said her godfather.
Then he told her a story. There was a baby princess. Her name was Pearlypat. She was very pretty. Pearlypat's father had an enemy. It was the Mouse Queen. Pearlypat's father killed her 7 sons. Why? They stole his food. So the Mouse Queen did something bad. She made Pearlypat very ugly. She turned the princess into a Nutcracker doll. The king was sad. He asked the toy maker for help. The toy maker's name was Mr. Drosselmeyer. The toy maker knew what to do.
"The princess must eat a special nut," he said.
"What nut?"
the king asked.
"The Krakatuk nut," said the toy maker. "It is a very hard nut. A boy must crack this nut. He will use his strong teeth. He will save the princess."
"Then he can marry her," said the king.
For 15 years, Mr. Drosselmeyer looked for the Krakatuk nut. He looked here and there. He looked near and far. He traveled the world, but he did not find it. At home, Mr. Drosselmeyer met his cousin. Mr. Drosselmeyer said,
"I am looking for the Krakatuk nut."
"Oh," said his cousin, "I have it."
Mr. Drosselmeyer's cousin said,
"Here is the nut. I bought it from a nut seller when I was a boy. Do you need it? Take it."
"I need to find a boy too," said Mr. Drosselmeyer. "He must have very strong teeth."
"Take my son," said the cousin. "He will help you."
They went to see the king. The boy cracked the nut. He used his strong teeth. Pearlypat ate it. She was pretty again. The Mouse Queen ran to the boy. He jumped. The boy fell on the Mouse Queen and hurt her. The Mouse Queen used her magic. She turned the boy into a Nutcracker doll. Then she cried,
"My last son will kill you, boy. He is the new Mouse King."
After that, she died. Pearlypat looked at the Nutcracker. It was very ugly.
"I don't want to marry him," said Pearlypat.
"You too must go away,"
said the king to Mr. Drosselmeyer and the Nutcracker.
"Don't come back."
Marie was sad.
"This is not a good story," she said. "Princess Pearlypat was not kind."
Marie looked at her Nutcracker doll.
"I will I'll look after you, she told it.
That night, Marie had a dream. The Mouse King came into her room. He fought the Nutcracker. The Nutcracker killed the Mouse King.
Come with me, Marie, the Nutcracker said. We are going to Toyland. I am the new king.
In the morning, Marie woke up. She thought about Toyland. She said,
I will always love my Nutcracker. I don't care if he is ugly.
She looked for the Nutcracker, but it was gone. Mr. Drosselmeyer came again. He was with a boy.
This is my nephew, he said.
The boy was the Nutcracker doll. He had changed back.
You saved me, Marie, said the boy. We will get married. You will be the queen of Toyland.
Marie was very happy.